Nathan, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
Well, tell me about this resolution opposing the earned income tax.
Our city council in East Lansing last night passed a resolution that will be transmitted to Governor Snyder and the state legislature that puts us on record as opposing the proposed elimination of Michigan's earned income tax credit.
And what led you to initiate that?
Well, you know, frankly, this is an issue of great concern to municipal leaders across the state. In fact, yesterday at the Michigan Municipal League's Capitol Conference, the league's Board of Trustees took the same position. They voted to put the Michigan Municipal League on record as opposing the elimination of the earned income tax credit. And the reason is simple. Residents in our communities across the state depend on this credit to help pay for essential services and to help keep folks out of poverty across the state of Michigan. In East Lansing, for example, over 1,500 of our families receive the EITC and depend on it to help pay for the cost of essentials like heating and groceries and medical payments. And so as a council who represents those folks, we felt it was important to go on record saying that we believe that we shouldn't be balancing the budget on the backs of individuals like that.
And there is a change in the party litter ordinance?
Yes, that's correct. The council also adopted amendments to our party litter ordinance last night that we hope will make it easier to address repeat offenders who aren't cleaning up after large parties. So, in essence, the ordinance would retain the discretion of code enforcement officials to issue warnings, but would also allow them at some point to stop issuing warnings and instead move straight to civil citations, and then it establishes a graduated scale of fines that escalates for repeat offenders. So it maintains the ability to warn, and the first fine now is actually lower than it would have been in the previous ordinance. But for those repeat offenders who don't seem to be getting the message under the existing ordinance, there are stiffer penalties.
How big a problem are these repeat offenders?
Well, you know, in the year 2010, we had 69 properties that had more than three warnings, which means PACE, our code enforcement folks, came to their property at least three times, said, this is a problem, please clean it up, and they did so, and then repeated it again and again at least three times, including one property that managed to rack up a remarkable 21 warnings in the space of 1 year. So anyone who lives in the East Lansing community is familiar with the problem, but I think it's important to note that we're talking about a fairly small subset of residents who seem to have difficulty cleaning up after themselves. The vast majority of our residents are able to party responsibly and clean up the mess when it's all over. But as I said, 69 properties is a number that's large enough that we felt required some additional action by the city to try and resolve the problem.
Nathan Triplett is an East Lansing City Council member. Thanks so much, Nathan.
Thanks a lot, Tony.